BBC News with Mitali Ralston. European Union ambassadors in Brussels have agreed a new package of sanctions against Russia in view of its continuing support for rebels in eastern Ukraine. The sanctions will make it harder for Russia's state-owned oil companies to raise capital on European markets. The European Council President, Herman Van Rompuy, said they would come into force in the next few days, as Chris Morris reports.
Normally, when the EU adopts sanctions, they come into force the following day. But a statement from the President of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, says this new package of measures will take effect in the next few days, leaving time to assess the implementation of the ceasefire and peace plan in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Van Rompuy says the sanctions aim to promote a change of course in Russian action in Ukraine, and the implication is that Russia needs to do more to avoid the imposition of these new measures.
The Iraqi parliament has approved a new inclusive government led by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The new government is seen as vital in the fight against Islamic State jihadists, who seized about a third of the country. Here's Jim Muir.
It was a sometimes stormy session, with many deputies making angry interventions from the floor. But in the end, Haider al-Abadi, the new prime minister, won votes of confidence for his team, one by one, and for his political platform, in which he stressed the need to give more power to the provinces and to restore balance in the armed forces. While many key posts went to the majority Shia community, Sunnis and Kurds were also well represented. The defence portfolio is believed to have been allocated to a Sunni, but that and the interior ministry job were left temporarily open. Mr. Abadi promised to fill them within a week.
Afghanistan is facing a new crisis after one of the two candidates disputing the result of the presidential election in June walked out of a US-backed political process. Dr. Abdullah Abdullah said too little had been offered to his team in talks about power sharing and said the quest for a political solution was now closed. The World Health Organization has said that the Ebola virus is spreading exponentially in Liberia, where it has already killed more than 1,000 people. The United Nations agency warns that many thousands of new cases are expected. Thomas Fessy is in Senegal.
The UN Health Agency says the demands of the Ebola outbreak in Liberia have completely outstripped the government's and agency's capacity to respond. It says people crisscrossed the capital city, Monrovia, searching for a treatment bed, but there aren't any. Meanwhile, the WHO warns that taxis have become what it calls a hot source of potential transmission of the virus. And when patients are turned away at treatment centres, they inevitably infect others as they return home.
World News from the BBC. More than 200 people are now thought to have died in Punjab province in Pakistan in severe flooding, which has also destroyed thousands of homes and large areas of farmland. Hundreds of troops are involved in the effort to rescue people who are still trapped. The Brazilian government agency for indigenous affairs says four tribal leaders have been murdered on their way from their territories in Peru to a meeting in Brazil. The four Ashaninka men, who were going to meet members of their community who live in Brazil to discuss ways of preventing increasing illegal logging and drug trafficking in their territories. At least 560 indigenous people have been murdered in Brazil in the last decade. A bomb has exploded in the Chilean capital, Santiago, injuring 8 people. It went off in a fast food restaurant next to an underground train station. Gideon Long reports from Santiago.
The bomb went off at lunchtime in a small underground shopping centre at a busy metro station. The area was packed with people at the time. Investigators say they believe the device was placed in a rubbish bin. The government described the blast as an act of terrorism. There have been around 200 bomb attacks in Santiago over the past decade, but this is by far the most serious. The others have usually involved small devices planted at night when no one's around. The only person killed so far was one of the bombers, who died in 2009 when the device he was carrying exploded prematurely.
Prince William has said he is thrilled that his wife, the Duchess of Cambridge, is expecting the couple's second child. But the prince, second in line to the throne, added that the past few days had been difficult because the Duchess has been receiving treatment for morning sickness, as she did during her first pregnancy. The couple had their first child, Prince George, in 2013. Queen Elizabeth said she was delighted at the news of the Duchess's pregnancy. Prime Minister David Cameron has offered his congratulations to the couple. BBC News.